Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Dale Carnegie said, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy." Our guest today has gone out and gotten busy. What would cause a person to see a need like hunger and take action, do something about it in such a way that she would be used by God with her leadership and organization to feed people on a regular basis? Joyce Kawakami is the founder and CEO and executive director of Feed My Sheep, which is a faith-based nonprofit organization that seeks to care for the poor. Feed My Sheep has been in existence for over 12 years with a client base of over 9,500 people, giving the equivalent of over 100,000 meals monthly. When you think about feeding and caring and nurturing, we're here to remind you that the Lord cares for you. And in His caring, sometimes we need to be encouraged. And we feel that today this would be that moment for you. The reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to encourage, to build you up, to strengthen you in the Lord. And dear friend, if you don't know the Lord, that you would come to know Him as you listen to the powerful testimony of our guest today, and that you would know that Christ died on the cross for your sins, that He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried and He rose again on the third day, and the living Christ calls you to Himself at this very moment. Would you open your heart to Jesus? As I mentioned, Joyce Kawakami, you know, Joyce has been married to Miles Kawakami for 31 years. They've owned Hawaiian Carpet One, Hawaiian Ceramic Tile, for 30 years on the island of Maui. She's a proud mother of three children, Joyce and Miles, proud parents. And their children love and serve the Lord. Their names, Miley, Kekoa, and Kaili'i. Joyce's activities include membership and leadership at Grace Bible Church Maui. She's a co-founder of Pray Maui. She's a founding member of Pastors for Housing Local People and Hawaii Alliance of Nonprofit Organizations. She's also a member of Maui Homeless Alliance and Maui Christian Ministers Association. She's a past president of Maui Contractors Women's Auxiliary and a past Maui director for Totally in Christ, TNC, which is a youth drama team. Joyce, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
Where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? That's an interesting question. I grew up in the state of Idaho and then the state of Oregon. I was born in Idaho, and when I was in about third grade, we moved to Oregon, and I consider that my home because that's where I went to high school.
Right.
And when I was 18, I moved to Honolulu, so I feel like I grew up in Honolulu too, because even though I thought I was an adult, I was still a child.
Memory of Oregon. What stands out to you most in your time there? Those early years.
Well, that's it's funny how our youth will identify what we're going to do when we are older. My family was very poor. My father, we lived in a little town in Oregon called Monument for a while, and my father worked in a lumber mill on what's called the Green Chain. I doubt most people will know what that means, but it's outdoors. It's pulling the green wood off of a chain and putting it in to be processed in the lumber mill. Well, he fell, and he broke his back, And that put us into a place of, well, extreme poverty, I guess I could say. I'd never really said it that way before, but there was times we just didn't have food to eat. And we learned to glean. We went to potato fields and would pick food after the crop was already harvested. I remember a time when my mother would be crying, and we wouldn't know why. We were kids. You know, you don't really get it.
Yes.
Things like that when you're little, you know, you're playing with your friends. But she's crying, and then somebody came to the door with food, and that was our meal for the day, which was bread and milk. And bread and milk, we had milk toast, which was a treat to us. You know, we had milk, we had bread. And then my father started working for a farmer who was wouldn't pay him. So at this point in time, you know, when my father was better and he could actually function, the farmer gave him a cow. You know, this sounds like Jack and the Beanstalk days, but this was the way it was back then. You know, I'm over 60. We will stop it there. And, you know, people traded and did what they could in the country and in the in poverty communities. And the cow would give us fresh milk, and we had a calf from that, which we were able to sell and get other things, and we ended up with some sheep from another farmer, which ended up being sold. It was sad because they were our pets, but they brought us food. So, you know, I'm kind of rambling on, but it's amazing how our youth will identify and set our path for our future, because even though after being an adult, I've never been in poverty, I still have a heart for those who are. And I know what it's like to not have enough food, and I know what it's like to be treated differently because one day your family has money, the next day they don't. You're treated well when they're working and everything's going well, but when they don't, you're treated like second class citizens, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And it just was a very painful, hard time for all of us, my parents, the gossip, the things. So my heart is for the poor and for those who God loves and wants to touch and bring out of that despair that they're living in.
When you look at those early years, I mean, to hear it is touching. It's moving. Someone listening can feel sad. But you're doing something about it. But before we go there, Joyce, what or who influenced you most during those early years?
Interesting question. I don't remember anyone except maybe my grandparents, who I actually rebelled against. But my grandmother, a Southern Baptist lady, would pray. And she was a Christian. We weren't at the time. I didn't become a Christian until I was 28. But she would pray for us. And we just seemed to go from place to place, and somehow everything would work out well. But I don't remember anyone influencing me for good beyond that. I remember just trying to get by and survive and to try to get the grades to pass. And sometimes going into depression and not being able to do the work, that's kind of my youth. It sounds sad when you think about it now, but it was my youth. But that is where God took me from, and that is, even though it sounds sad, it's the place where I needed to be so that my heart could be where it is now, with full understanding. I can look someone in the eye and cry with them because I know exactly how they felt, or from my own experience, know some things that they may have been feeling. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in depression as a kid, and I didn't even really think about it till now that you asked me these questions.
Well, and you know what, Joyce? When you look at someone in the eye and you cry with them, it's something, it's intangible, but they know that you know.
Yeah, they do.
They know. And as you look back, in a way, the Lord has prepared you for what you're doing today, the vision that he's given you and the outworkings of that vision, which is literally impacting thousands of lives. When we come back from our break, Joyce, let's talk. You ended up coming to Hawaii from Oregon at the age of 18. Somewhere along the line, you were introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to find out what that process was like, because obviously he has had a transformational impact on you. And through you, you are a giver of Christ's hope to many, many people. When we come back, more from Joyce Kawakami. A businesswoman, she knows what it's like to experience the ups and downs in the business world. But she also knows what it's like to have the resources given by God to be placed in such a way that God's resources are multiplied to bless individuals and families. More from Joyce Kawakami when we come back. You don't want to miss this now, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Does God actually have order in, for example, things that I experienced in my childhood that will affect my life in the future as an adult? Well, if you listen to the story of Joyce Kawakami, then you would know that you would say a resounding yes, because there are certain things that she went through. No child would want to go through that when it comes to hunger and poverty and seeing what she had to see, or a family going through having and then the next day not having, and what goes on around in the social structures of the day. But when you find out what she's doing with that and how God is using her today in her life, well, it will inspire you, because you know that whatever went on in the past, God has a reason and purpose for it. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Joyce Kawakami is my featured guest today. By phone, all the way in the beautiful island of Maui, and she's here with us. To find out more about our program, if you're tuning in right now, you'd like to get this program in its entirety, a free podcast available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. To learn more about Joyce Kawakami and her ministry, Feed My Sheep, go to feedmysheepmaui.com. Again, feedmysheepmaui.com. Joyce, you came to Hawaii from Oregon at the age of 18. How did that happen?
As soon as I was old enough and had enough money in my pocket, I was on a plane on my way to Honolulu. When I was a little girl, God revealed this to me a few years ago, because I had totally forgotten it. I was called to come to Hawaii. I was between the age of 7 and 9. My mother had just come from the grocery store, and back then, most people may not remember this, but they used to give prizes, rewards for purchasing a certain amount of groceries. So she brought home this tiny little encyclopedia and the letter H. And I opened it up, and it fell to the page of Hawaii. Maybe a whole inch of words about it. I saw a little map and a little girl in a grass skirt, and I had never heard about it before, and I was absolutely enchanted and just kept staring at it. Many years later, when we were praying about moving somewhere else out of Hawaii, God said to me, I told you where you're supposed to live. And he brought me back to that place where he was watching this little girl, her feet up in the air behind her, as she's looking and staring at this book, and how he had put it in my heart to move to Hawaii at that time.
Wow.
And my mother used to tell people, you know, I used to tell her, Mom, I'm going to live in Hawaii someday. And she'd say, tell people about that, but she'd also tell me, well, honey, not everyone gets to visit, let alone live there. She was trying to keep from breaking my heart. But you don't understand, Mom. I'm going to live in Hawaii someday. So as soon as I was able, I didn't even think I had enough money to return if I got stuck. I was able. I was on a plane and on my way.
A woman of faith, with a gift of faith, even as a child, that God could even speak to you through an encyclopedia given as a prize at a grocery store. Faith, because you not only took that, you acted upon it, even if you had to buy a one-way ticket.
And I still didn't even remember it. I was driven towards from that point forward. It was a drive within me, and nothing was going to stop me.
Joyce, how did you become a Christian?
Well, it's the same story with my husband. We decided to get married, and he surprised me. He totally surprised me, because he says, well, when we get married, I want us to go to church. And I had rebelled. I was a rebellious young person, kind of strong-willed. And my grandparents, you know, my grandmother, who prayed me into the kingdom and was still praying at that point in time, was a Southern Baptist, her and Grandpa, and they were very strict. You know, they prayed, but they were also very strict. My parents were not Christians. They used to party and drink whenever they could afford it. And that was my church, to party and drink and have fun. So when Miles said to me he wanted to go to church, I was totally shocked. And then he said to me, maybe not in these words, he says, well, if we're going to have children, at least they'll have good options. And that made sense to me. Because, yeah, if they don't go to church, they're not going to know the good side of things. And if we, they'll just know, and in my heart, I still knew it was good and bad, right? So, well, that makes sense to me. So when we came to, we decided to move to Maui. And once I was living in Oahu, I had decided I wanted to live on Maui. So that was God driving us both. And Miles' family is from Maui, so his desire was to move back. And so we discussed that possibility and decided, well, we'll start our life together on this island. And so we moved to Maui, sought out Miles' childhood church. We talked to the pastor, and we convinced him that we would be coming to church after we were married. He wasn't going to just marry anyone. And we did. We started going to church, and he got us in the membership class and led us to the Lord. I had a change immediately. I was surprised how my heart was changed. I just talk about Jesus, and I'd start crying because he saved me.
Yes.
And my poor husband, he didn't feel a thing, didn't know. But me, I felt it right away. And when I'd share that story with people about me actually being in the living room, we took home, the pastor, listen to this. The pastor gave us that book, The Four Spiritual Laws. Talked to us at that class about how we needed to have Jesus in our life and sent us all home with this little booklet, Four Spiritual Laws. Miles and I looked at each other and says, okay, let's do this. He went into the bedroom. I stayed in the living room. I kneeled at this old green chair that we had and accepted Christ. And he did the same in the bedroom. And that was it. It was an interesting way to do it, but it changed us and got us started on this new life, which we would never give up, no matter what.
A moment. Almost, you look at it, it's an innocuous moment in a place where, you know, it's not like the drums were rolling and, you know, the curtains opened and it was some dramatic moment, but with the simple, quiet opening up of your heart to Christ and using a booklet like that, the Lord uses the Campus Crusade for Christ for Spiritual Laws. Joyce, let's take a few steps back. I know someone is probably wondering, how did they even meet? How did Joyce from Oregon comes to Hawaii? How did she meet Miles Kawakami, whose family was from Maui, but he was on Oahu? How did that happen?
a girlfriend decided I was to meet a friend of hers, wanted to introduce me to a friend, and he just happened to be in the living room. I don't know how much of this story I should share, but it's actually most of it in the book. I thought he was this girl's boyfriend. This girl's name was Alice, and he was flirting with me. And I thought how rude he was, that he kept looking at my legs, and I don't know how much this should be on the radio. And he would ask me a question, and he'd turn around as we were talking, and I would answer his question and turn away. I was very rude to him. And then later, when we'd left, my friend said, don't you think Miles is good looking? And I says, yeah, but he's kind of a player, huh? Because he's, you know, he's flirting with me, and he's her girlfriend, he's her boyfriend. And he said, she said, no, you're wrong. They're just friends. And I says, oh, well, that's nice. And then later, she had decided that we'd make a perfect match. So she started calling him, which this didn't happen, but she started calling him and telling him how I was calling her and asking about him. I didn't do it. And then she started calling me and telling how he was checking with her about me, calling her, asking about me, how to get together, which he didn't do. It was just a setup, I guess. So he finally broke down because I was so in love with him, called me, asked me out. We went out on our first date, and, you know, we fell in love right away.
Wow.
It was God. Mm. Even then, I used to say there's a higher power that brought us together. It was just one of those things. Mm. And we're such opposites. Only God could put us together. There's nothing we do that is similar. If he likes a certain food, I don't, and vice versa. It's just amazing. Only God could put the two of us together.
Someone today may very well be listening, Joyce, and as they are, when you share it like that, being opposites, a woman may be saying, oh, you mean there's hope for me because I'm opposite of my husband, or, and then vice versa. And isn't it amazing how God does do that and compliments? We compliment each other in our relationships. But you come to Christ and you begin to grow in your faith to the point where at a certain point, as your business is growing, and Miles has shared that in our feature with him, the business grows the Lord speaks to him as he's praying. But you have had a heart from when you were a child, because of your experiences, to do something. And as we take our break, you've got to explain to us how God spoke to you, and you started an organization called Feed My Sheep. You've given us a glimpse of it from your childhood, but now in your adult years, it has grown over a decade. And now you're impacting the lives of literally thousands and thousands of people. When we come back, can you share with us, Joyce, how that all came about?
I would be happy to do that. Yeah.
Her ministry, Feed My Sheep. In fact, you might want to check that out. Yes, feedmysheepmaui.com. Feedmysheepmaui.com. Joyce Kawakami, a woman of faith, a woman of courage. She's obedient to God. And when you're obedient to God, incredible things happen. Things that you wouldn't even imagine. When we come back, she'll share what happened in her life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Why not just connect with God? Why not just open your heart to the Lord? Why not access God's power, God's grace, God's provision? Why try to do it all on your own? In fact, you know, when you open your heart to the Lord and the Lord starts to move in and through you, it becomes supernatural. Yeah, it's beyond what you can do by yourself. And you know what? Sometimes when we talk about supernatural, of course, it defies the laws of this physical world in which we live. And God is a God of the supernatural. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. We believe that. God is a God of miracles. And our guest today, Joyce Kawakami, is here to share with us about those things. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm glad that you're with us today. I believe what you're going to hear next is going to move you and touch you right where you are. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more about our program. The resources there for you as well. And to connect with Joyce, to stand with Joyce and to support her ministry and feeding many, many homeless, many hungry, feedmysheepmaui.com. That's feedmysheepmaui.com. Joyce, how did you get the vision for this ministry? And let's talk about what God has done.
Well, you know, people have asked me that. Of all the things that I could have done, why did I choose this one? And the truth is, I didn't choose it. It was a total accident. And when I finally realized what I was doing, it was a done deal, and I couldn't get out of it. I was a youth leader. You mentioned it in my bio about Totally in Christ, TNC. And the young people would come, and then a church was sending some young people that they didn't know how to deal with, problem kids. And they were hungry. It didn't take me long to figure it out. I recognized the symptoms. They were there because we served food once a week. Donuts, snacks. Some of them were very, very fat, obese, really, because all they were living on was going from church to church, youth group, different things for donuts and snacks. And it was heartbreaking. So I started buying groceries and sneaking it to them so their dignity would be saved, so their other kids wouldn't know. And then they started telling their friends. And after a while, the church I now fellowship at now, Grace Bible Church, invited me to open up a little pantry in their building. So I did. And it just grew again. And it just kept growing. Then other churches started noticing and asked if they could be a part of our effort. And we became, from maybe 6 young people, 18 people total with their families, to 70 families with Grace Bible Church, to, in 2012, 9,500 families. 2011, I mean, 9,500 families, people being fed. How on earth did something like that happen? Mm. But in 2003, God showed me a scripture in James 2:15 that broke my heart, made me realize why we're doing it the way we're doing it, and really convinced me that we needed to make this, I needed to personally make this my life's mission, at least for now. And that was in James 2:15, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? That broke my heart, because we were doing Pray Maui at the time, Lighthouses of Prayer, going into neighborhoods and praying for all these people that we were now serving food to. And but before we really started expanding and going to different neighborhoods, we were mostly just saying, God bless you, and be warm, be filled. Later down in this scripture, show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. But in 20, but do you know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? And it broke my heart that we were praying for all these people, thousands, and right now we were only serving 70 families, thousands of people, many of them hungry, many of their needs not met, and just walking away. I have a story. Can I share that story?
Sure.
A recent story,
please.
About a woman. She was in the hospital.
Yes.
Her name is Rosie. She got very ill. She was in the hospital for quite a few months. She lost her home that she rented. She lost her job. She had many people coming in, befriending her. Many of them were Christians going in to pray for her. And then came the day where she was released from the hospital. And she's now found herself without food, without a home. And where are these friends? Her friends, she says, well, let us know how you're doing. And she goes, well, what now? Many of them praying, well, let us know how you're doing. But they knew she was going to be homeless. They knew she didn't have food. She's walking out of the hospital, and they were no longer there. Somehow she found us, so their prayers were answered. But she found us, and she looked at me, and she says, thank you so much for caring by giving me this food. And I prayed for her, and we spent some time together, and we cried together, and it was a beautiful, wonderful time. She keeps coming every week. She's getting healthier. We've led her to the Lord, and I tell you, how sad it was for her, because she left that hospital not thinking good things about the Christians who had prayed for her and said, look, let us know how you're doing. And then she met us, and we prayed for her, but we also met her daily needs. Do you see the difference?
Yes.
So anyway, in 2003, I prayed to God about this whole thing that I suddenly realized I was doing. I'd been doing it for a while, and it was like, duh, look what I've got a ministry to feed the poor. I'm not a prayer minister. I'm not a prophetic person, which I thought I was all these wonderful things, and then it just struck me, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So we actually gave it a name, and we started expanding, and we started going to neighborhoods, became mobile, which is a wonderful way to do it. Set up, let the people get to you who are close by, go to the next neighborhood, do it again, and pray for each and every person. Offer prayer for each and every person. And when they see that kind of love, like Rosie, when she sees that kind of love and she sits there with you and you're providing daily needs, you're offering prayer, you're letting God touch them and work his miracles in their lives, then who wouldn't want that Jesus in their lives?
Joyce, you talk about letting God touch them, Jesus moving in their lives. What are some things that you have seen Jesus do in the lives of those dear people?
Well, we have a simple method. We have, it's like a line people walk down. We check them in, then they go to one area. We call it the well. And some people call it the prayer well.
Mm-hmm.
But we give them some groceries, tuna, rice, things like that, the non-perishable item. And then we say, can I pray for you today? Or what would you like God to bless you with today? Many of them will walk away and say, well, you know, only on the first time or two. They will walk away and they will say, well, not today. And we say, well, all right, God bless you. And we'll show them where the rest of the food is. Then the next time they come, it's the same thing. Well, what can I pray for you today? What would you like God to bless you with today? Eventually, they always want prayer. And we've had people come in, a man, senior citizen, wanted teeth. Next week, he walks in with this great big smile, mouth full of teeth. We've had occasions where there's this one woman, she's one of my favorite stories. She actually came for 2 years, a drug addict, that person who lives on the street simply because they don't want to spend the little money they have on housing. They want to spend it on their drugs. Her and her husband lived in their truck on the street. She came for 2 years. We would pray for her. She always asked for world peace. Always, every week. What can we pray for you this week? World peace. One day she came, and she stopped herself from saying world peace and went into, I want to give up drugs. So the young woman who prayed for her prayed a very simple prayer, less than 30 seconds, about giving up her drugs, and she walked away totally delivered that day. She no longer had the urge to do drugs. Her husband in the truck, who had never once come to us in the line, was delivered from doing drugs. She saw me a couple weeks later, ran up to me, jumped in front of me, and said, Joyce, look, I'm getting fat. How many people do you know? How many women do you know who want to get fat? Women who have been addicted to crack want to get fat because they can't gain any weight. They're very thin. She's living in a house. They both had a job. Now, this was in a few weeks, and they're both going to church. After 2 years of us serving her and her husband, giving them food and offering prayer, totally delivered. We've had one woman who had to be evicted from her home that very day, asked us to pray for her. We gave her her groceries. She left. And when we were praying for her, she got covered with a silver flake from her neck down. It was like a line from her neck down. She went home. She went home, and on the table was some frozen groceries and enough food to pay her rent. She went home to get her things and to leave. Just a miracle. Cancer. We see so many healings from cancer. But the biggest miracle, I think, is this one. We had a man recently who, this was very recent. He was injured, didn't have insurance, private contractor, and couldn't work. He'd been coming to us for probably 2 months to get his food. I drove by on my way to the distribution. I was in our refrigerated truck, picked up food from some restaurants, and there he was, crawling out of the cane field, getting ready to walk to where we do our distribution.
Crawling out.
Crawling out. He, you know, that's where he was sleeping at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw him crawling, kind of a hill, crawling out, then he's walking and he's going to our distribution. I had not met him before that day. I heard about him from the others later. They had been praying for him for a couple months now, giving him food, praying for him. And then when he came to me, I touched him. He had all these sores all over his body. And nobody would ever touch him. And I held his hands, and I hugged him, and he cried. And he told me how he was an atheist. Now, was is the word here. And then he says, tell me how this could possibly happen. The only friend who knew me from before came to hunt for me and look for me and pray for me was a Christian. Explain that to me. He says, so I've decided to seek my faith, and I'm going to be a Jew again. I'm a Jew. I was born Jewish, and I'm going to follow that faith again. So I said, well, we're both here because of a nice Jewish boy. And we talked for a little longer, and I prayed some more for him, and he was telling me how God had been touching him and healing his body, and he could really feel the presence of God. I could feel the presence of God because we were both crying. And when we stopped praying, he looked at me, and he said, well, first I was an atheist, then I'm thinking, why not Jewish? And now he's saying, why not Jesus? He's walking away from me going, yeah, yeah. Why not Jesus? So this man, who was a few months ago an atheist, seeking his faith, became Jewish, walked out of there a Christian.
And the Lord used you as a conduit of his touch, a reach, a touch, and a transformation.
Right. And it'd been happening for 2 months because I teach all of our volunteers that spend time with people. We go through a training, and I teach them to touch, and I teach them to look them in the eyes, and to treat them with dignity and respect and love. That is what took him to that place, to that particular day. He was willing to accept Jesus as his Lord.
And that's why we're here today, Joyce, because somehow through the radio waves, internet, in cyberspace, in some marvelous thing that God only can do, he touches someone in their heart as you share what you shared. The Lord is interested in reaching out and touching you, our dear friend, who's listening. It's not just listening to stories and amazing things, but the Lord is a personal God, and he wants to reach out and touch you right in your life, right now. You might even have a place, be in a place or have a place in your heart where you feel, no, nobody's ever touched me there. Nobody's ever wanted, I don't even want to show anybody that, or because once somebody sees this part of me, they're going to walk away. Maybe you feel that way because it's happened and you don't want it to happen again. But if you let, like Joyce did, in the way that she actually did touch this man, and he was changed, would you let Jesus touch you in that hurtful, shameful place of your life? That's a message for you today. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back in our final moments, final segment with Joyce Kawakami, more of the ministry, Feed My Sheep Maui. In fact, you can find out more about that at feedmysheepmaui.com. But Joyce is a woman of prayer. And I want Joyce to pray for you. And as she does, I want to believe God will move in your life. When we come back, more from Joyce Kawakami. You don't want to miss what God has for you in this next segment, okay? So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It could be said that the breadth of the way God could use you is directly connected to the level of pain and struggle or turmoil that you have felt. There's something about depth of a person. You know, you can hear it in their voice. You can, if you see them, you can see it in their eyes. There's something about them. And so you might say, well, Danny, if it's about hurt and brokenness and turmoil, well, you mean there's hope for me? And I would say to you, my friend, right now, absolutely, yes. Absolutely, because that's sometimes where we need God the most, isn't it? And when God comes and He touches us in our lives at that place, well, there's a depth that is brought forth even more in us. And a capacity is built or grown in us to touch the lives of others, and God could use you in a very great way, even if you're going through a difficult time right now. There's a purpose for it, a reason. You're listening to the Good Life Warrior Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Joyce Kawakami is our guest today by phone from Maui, and she's the CEO, the founder, and director of Feed My Sheep Maui, a ministry that feeds thousands and thousands of people, you know, counting 100,000 meals per month. And not only do they feed people, they pray for people. And as they pray, they ask the Lord to move in the lives of these dear ones. And you know what? God moves. And the Lord does miracles. People get healed from cancer. People have their resources restocked. Some people being evicted, they get to stay even longer. The Lord cares for people in practical ways, and He answers their prayers. Find out more about Feed My Sheep Maui, feedmysheepmaui.com. Joyce, somebody today who is hit the skids of life. They are uncertain about their future. They're depressed, maybe degraded. What would you say to somebody in that great moment of apprehension in life?
There's no way we can solve our own problems. Only Jesus can help us in that. There's the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, as in Philippians 4:7. I tell you, that is the only way, is just to give it to Jesus, to walk with Him and to let Him guide and to lead you. The harder we work, the harder it gets. The more we give to God, the easier it gets. He doesn't necessarily take away the burden, but He sure makes it so it's not so difficult anymore.
You've experienced that yourself, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Still experience it. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, life is not heaven. The world we live in is not heaven. The hardships we see are what we deal with daily, and without the Lord, I just don't know how anyone can deal with the life that they're living. I don't care if they're how prosperous they are or how happy they seem to be. I just don't see how they could possibly survive without doing that with Jesus.
You are a woman of prayer. You pray for many people. Could you pray for someone today who is needing to be prayed for?
Yeah. In fact, I know this sounds pretty cheesy when this happens, but I do know there's mothers out there with little children, and they're single, and they don't know how they're going to make it work for the holiday and the holiday time. And I just want to encourage you. I don't know where you are, but Jesus will make a way for you, that He will touch you. He will bless you. It may not be the blessings you expect, but He'll be able to give you that peace that you need at this time and this place. And Father God, I just lift up all that are out there listening today and ask you to touch them, to bless them, to put your arms around them and comfort them, to feed them both physically, mentally, and spiritually, to lead them to the people that can support them, that they can find the people they need that will declare who you are with the kind of love that you can give. Lord, only you can give the kind of love that is needed, and I know that they can find that. We thank you, Father, for today, for this place, for this time, and for the provisions that He is providing. In your holy name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Joyce. If somebody wants to get involved in Feed My Sheep Maui, how would they do that?
Well, they can email us. I'm Joyce at feedmysheepmaui.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or Scott, who is one of the staff there, S-C-O-T-T at feedmysheepmaui.com. And go to the website. We have all of our information on there, plus a video that can be watched. It's just, we're in the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 808-872-9100. Any more?
Yeah. 808-872-9100. What are ways that people could help?
Well, there's always the monetary, but then there's the donations of food, and then the volunteers. And we have 400-plus people who volunteer. We work it so that nobody gets overworked. So if you want to come volunteer and spend some time with the people in need on Maui, we'd love to be able to do that and just plug you in. Teach you how we do it, teach you how we bless them. And I have one of our board members who says he goes to feed my sheep. He says it's more like feed me because he gets such a blessing out of going.
Isn't that amazing how when we give, we receive so much in return?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the case. I mean, you give resources. Somehow God resupplies. You give your time, and your time shared becomes so much more valuable than you would have thought. And Joyce, I appreciate you taking this time, sharing of your time, to share your story and your ministry of what our great God has done and continues to do. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
My friend, you've heard Joyce Kawakami, and I hope that you were moved by her testimony of God's grace, love, and power. God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ, like Joyce does, with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is that perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a presentation just for you right there. And to stand with us with your financial support, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 4:13 says, "Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Joyce Kawakami. Find out more, feedmysheepmaui.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.